Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
So today we're talking about something that affects almost everyone, and I'd like to say everyone, but it's something that very few people understand, and that is trauma. Not just trauma in a way we've been taught to think about it, but how trauma actually stays in the body, shapes our behavior, and affects energy, and quietly controls how we show up in our lives. Sondra Bailey is back, and she is known as Shaman Sondra, and her work focuses on helping people not just talk about trauma, but actually clear it, release it, and move forward in a real, lasting way. So today we're answering the questions so many people are asking themselves. Why do I still feel this way? Why can't I move on? What does it actually take to truly release it? So it's really good to see you again, Sondra.
It's good to see you.
When people hear the word trauma, they think of something big or extreme. How would you define trauma in your work?
You have trauma in this life, and then you have trauma imprints from past lives that can come here and affect your mental health. When someone goes through a traumatic situation and they come to me for healing, the first thing I do is look back in their past lives to see if there's a trauma imprint that they're carrying in this life. And majority of the time, it is. Trauma is also stored in your body. So, for example, if you had a spouse or a family member that would grab your arm, that energy actually stays in that arm. And trauma of different types stay into those organs. I don't want to go over that part, but it stays in there. And I actually have to take my hand to go in there and remove it, because it will sit in those reproductive organs. And then
keep going.
And then the verbal abuse, it will make shards and go into your aura and stay there. So when you remove it, you can't just go in there and then just remove it. You have to remove it, burning it out so that it comes out of your energy field in your aura.
Interesting. And so does everyday experiences, like just minimal stress and rejection and feeling unsafe, can that create trauma in the body?
Yes, it can. Most definitely. And usually in those situations, I find imprints from past lives that are affecting this life. In a lot
It's interesting that so many people are struggling and they feel like they've done all the things, but the typical person doesn't think, oh, I wonder if this is from, you know, 5 lifetimes ago.
Exactly. Right? So usually when they've come to me, they've already been to other people. And then during the consult, I'll see that they had the trauma work, but it's still there. So then that's my flag to go back into the past life and remove that trauma. And the trauma is like an imprint, so it stays in the soul body and manifests in this life also.
Right. So do you have to go back and relive it? There was an instance I was reading about someone who had a leg issue, and like they did everything they possibly could to figure it out, but they couldn't figure it out. And eventually this gentleman went to see someone like you. And what they found out was that it was a past trauma from a shark in another lifetime that actually bit his leg off. And so just by acknowledging the event that happened, that started the healing process in this lifetime, and it actually fixed everything. So how does it work with the way that you work with it?
That's one of the things that I do, but I go back because I can travel back in time. I go back to that time. And then like if it was the shark with the guy, I would have stopped the shark and then released the shark to go to a different direction. And I had a lady that was under a lot of trauma that was waiting on an appointment with me. And she messaged me and she said, Sondra, I keep getting these strong sensations from my trauma to choke herself. And I was like, okay, something's not right there either. So I went back to a past life. And in that past life, she had actually been hung. So that's why she was feeling that.
And so you went back and you prevented that from happening in that lifetime, or how did you fix it?
Yes, I went back to that lifetime. And before it was hung, I took my sword and broke it.
Okay.
And then I moved backwards, cleansing and clearing through the other lifetimes.
What do you see in your experience? Like, what are some signs that someone is carrying unresolved trauma?
not able to ground. They have a hard time dealing with feelings and emotions and expressing them. They get triggered in certain environments. And a lot of times they just feel they're not whole. They feel like something is missing. And they, whatever they do, whatever hobby they pick up, whatever healing that they do, they still feel empty. And that's very common.
Yeah, the constant fatigue and like the emotional overreactivity, people pleasing, disconnectedness, anxiety. Those definitely are those signs that there's unresolved trauma. I mean, we all have it. We all have it at some level, right? It's just a matter of how deep it goes and how much stress we're under. Where does trauma actually live?
It lives in different parts of the body. One of the first experiences that I see when I'm doing a soul retrieval, because when your soul fragments, it comes from trauma. You wouldn't believe one of the first places that happens when the baby's born and he gets popped on the behind because he's never felt pain. And so that trauma stays in the hips and the lower back area. And then when a baby first chokes, that's very traumatic for them, very. And in Spanish culture, what they'll do is like if the baby hits its head on a piece of furniture, the mom will come and get the baby to say, bad table, and that helps break up some of the trauma. But it's shocking how much you get as a child.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite traumatic being born on this earth, right? Like surrounded by strangers and incredible. And how does that, how can we tell when the trauma is from?
I have to go back through the lifetime and then I'm able to tell what happened in that situation. Like when the baby was born, when the baby first hit its head, a car accident, that causes a lot of trauma. Arguments going back and forth, they're really intense. That causes trauma. And people look at trauma like it has to be like very strong. I don't want to say physical trauma, physical violence. People think that it has to be something major. It doesn't. You know, it does not. It can be small situations that build over time.
Most people are living in that low level stress and they don't even realize it.
Yes. Just the information we receive daily is traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID, there were so many people traumatized by that. Not knowing what was going on with the United States being shut down, that really did a number on, and they just bury it, but it's going to pop back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to mention like our cost of living and surviving and people are out of work and AI is coming in and like all of these things are affecting so many people more than I've ever noticed before.
Exactly. And the danger, a lot of people are running in that fight or flight because every time you leave the house, it can be traumatizing. You don't know if somebody's going to pull a gun or how they're going to act, but you're worried about getting a virus. So it's very, very traumatic times. And people won't do anything until it blows up. Then they want to do something then.
Yeah, it's interesting how that it works like that. It often takes a big thing to happen before change happens, which is why your work is so interesting. You don't just talk about it. You actually remove it and remove it in a way that's not typical. And so can you talk to us about what a trauma removal session looks like? What happens? What are you working with? And how long it takes to recover from it? Like when you remove it, is there some integration time? Tell us more about the whole entire process.
When I do the evaluation, I'll ask them what they're dealing with now. And then I'll talk with my team and they'll let me know. If it's several incidents, it could take more than one session. But let's say physical abuse, we'll use that one, because that causes a lot of trauma in the body. Wherever that person was hit, that trauma sits there. And what they'll experience, like if it's in the arms, they'll get muscle spasms. If the yelling and screaming hits the aura, then that person's going to have a lot of leakage and they're going to have a lot of depression because things are going to come in those holes. So what I do during the session is I gather all the information. I find out in the body where the trauma is. And then I find out for that situation, if there's any trauma imprints from past lives that are affecting this. And then what we'll do is my team, I have a trauma removal team. We'll travel backwards in time to that situation, intervene, fix it, so that that imprint no longer. But we have to burn it while we're coming back to this lifetime. I have to go through each one quickly and just burn it because it's in the astral body. It'll stay in the astral body. And it usually takes about 2 hours. And I do it from a distance. And I love doing from a distance because I can go into their body and remove it. And a lot of people just go in and remove it. You have to burn it and then pull it out of the aura. Or if not, that energy will still be there. So you got to remove it, burn it, coming out. And then I use high frequency blue energy to heal it. Because if you don't put something in that space, something else that's not meant to be there will fall into that space.
Right. Can someone feel a shift when something is being released? I will draw on my own experience with you. Last time we did a show together, you were helping me out with some stuff. And when you were talking about going into my energy field and working with your guides, I saw a bright white light. I mean, I'm very tuned into this stuff, so I'm very sensitive to it, but it was like a color magic show happening behind my eyes. And I could feel your energy or your team's energy in my space. I remember everything was bright around the computer and I almost couldn't see anything. Is that typical?
Yes, yes. They're very high frequency and I'm blessed. My life was difficult. We're going to have to do a show about that for a very long time. But now I'm blessed because I have Palladians and Sirians and Arcturians and they've taught me a lot. And I'm very, very thankful that they chose me to work with. So that's what we do. We go and, you know, we love to heal and help other people become whole. And that is common. People will see the flashes of light. And that's good because a lot of people are scared of this type of work. They think that it's like, I've even heard people say that it's like witchcraft. I'm like, okay. But there is some people that think that energy work is on the darker side when it is not. It is completely from the light.
Yeah, it really blows my mind. Like some of the things that I have seen in energetic work. I was at an event on a stage with a famous energy worker, and they were doing some work on me on stage, and they were removing limiting beliefs from my body. And I mean, I do energy work and I see the effect it has on people. But like when it happens to yourself, right, then you're like, holy crap, it opens up Pandora's box and suddenly you want to understand all of this stuff. But I remember like that moment feeling like this energy leaving my body. And then I just remember I turned pale as a ghost and I like had to go outside and like lay down. And I felt like this complete, I don't know, it was like, I couldn't think about anything. Like it was just like a blank slate. It was so interesting. We don't need the evidence for it. Like, I mean, it's so effective, right? Like people always want, oh, well, can I see this happening? Or I can't, what if I can't feel it? But if you believe in it and if you're intentional, you can literally change someone's life.
Exactly. And, you know, it's weird that you bring up about the believing it because of all these years, I had one client. And the energy work would not take with her. And she is the only one. So when I sat down and talked to her, because I was really concerned because I'd never been in this situation. And she said, Sandra, I don't believe it. I said, oh, goodness. Okay. That if is it, you know, and I talked to her and it was deep. It was a deep belief that she had. And I told her that that's the problem right here. You're blocking it. You're actually blocking the healing.
Wow.
And she would close down her chakras too.
Interesting. Yeah, people fear the unknown. I know there's talk of, you know, what someone can do to someone. Like people fear that when someone, like you said, is working on their energy, like it's like witchcraft or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just like when yoga wasn't a thing and then became a thing. Now everybody's doing it and everybody loves it. And nobody thinks it's strange or out there. It's powerful work. And sometimes it's the only thing that's going to resolve someone's issue.
That's exactly right. And what I recommend, because moms are coming to my mind right now for some reason. You know, we're all here to grow and we're here to learn. And yelling does cause trauma to the body, but it's okay. Because I'm going to tell you how you can undo that. If something happens with that, I want you to get that child in a bath with salt or even a shower with salt and get that energy off because it's just going to be in the aura. You can get it off with that. And that's going to help that child to move forward from that. And do not feel guilt, because we're just all learning this. This is new. And that's one of the things I see when I'm working with moms, is they feel really guilty. You don't know this stuff. They don't teach us this. The doctors don't. No one teaches us this stuff. And we're just learning as we go.
Absolutely. Yes. What about, let's talk about patterns and cycles. Why do people keep ending up in the same situations, even when they know better?
A lot of times it's imprints and false beliefs and vows that they made in past lives.
Right. So that can influence relationship patterns and being with the same type of person, all of those types of things.
I had, when I first started my company, I was struggling. And I had other light workers and they were saying, Sandra, for all that you can do, you should not be struggling. I was like, well, I need to look into this deeper, because I'm being honest, it's hard to look at myself. So I went into a trance to do a shamanic journey, and I had made a vow in a past life that I was going to give myself to service to the community and never be compensated. So once I went back, got that vow, removed that vow, put the new pattern in, it wasn't like 3 or 4 days and the booking started coming in.
Wow. Is that typical after you do some work on someone to have everything resolved within a couple of days?
Yes. The work starts. Normally, the imprints take a little bit of time, but any other work that I do that's not past life, they start feeling it immediately.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's phenomenal. So is it possible that people are reacting to things from their past, like without realizing it? Like how can we tell where something is coming from?
If you have a unique situation that's popping up, like she did with her, like she couldn't wear turtlenecks or anything. So when she told me about that, I was like, something happened to her, you know, her neck in a past life. Trying to think of another one example I can give you. Okay, relationship problems. This is a good one for the ladies. If you've had a traumatic love, you know, with a soulmate in a past life that did not go well, you're going to repeat the patterns of drawing in that type of person in that type of situation. So when people are talking to me, if I see that this is like a pattern, I either know that it is trauma from a past life or a generational curse.
So interesting. A lot of people try to think their way through healing themselves. So they journal and they try and stay positive. Why doesn't that always work? Like, why do we have to go deeper?
It won't stick. If we don't do like get it from A to Z, it's going to come back. So I do get them to journal. And that is so important, Lisa. That is so important. Yeah. Journaling and keeping up and keeping in touch with yourself. That's like the meat of it. That's the roots. And that's so important.
Yeah. Stored emotional energy can cause a lot of harm in the body for sure.
It can, most definitely.
So I wanted to dive a little bit more into the release. And so when someone releases trauma, what do you see changes for them? Like, talk to us about some of your clients and what you've seen. And do you follow up with them as they're going through this, or are they able to contact you anytime if after?
Yes. All right. So we're going to trauma in the reproductive organs from being violated. They feel that immediately. And a lot of these people are not able to have relations because of that. And it's very uncomfortable for them, the way that they mentally and physically feel. So whenever that's released, right then their pain will be gone. And I usually see the relationship be able to move towards its normalcy in the romantic department. I usually see that in about 2 weeks. And I get them to journal to keep up with their feelings. And then I'll hear from them 4 or 5 months later and I'll be like, how's everything doing? Oh, it's great. You know, so that makes me very happy.
Wow. That's phenomenal. It's life-changing. And I mean, I'm going through something right now that's like affecting my entire life. And so it's hard to like have to live in the real world, but be going through something that you don't know what the cause is, right? Like we turn to our Western medical world and I hear this story a million times a day. People get blood work done. Everything looks normal. How effing frustrating is that? Like, seriously, like you want to go to the doctor, you want to get tests done. You almost want them to find something so then they know what there is to fix.
Exactly.
And so do you notice that like that is a common theme for people that come to you? Is that something that they're dealing with?
I see it a lot in psychiatric diagnosis because they'll have all these tests and the doctor can't find anything. He does that whole psychological profile and the only symptom that person has is hearing voices. Well, the voices that she was hearing were her guides.
Right.
So she goes and gets put on all this medicine. The tests come back fine. And then she comes to me and I'm like, you have four guides with you right now. And they're all talking at the same time. And
right.
Then, yeah. That's been my favorite. That's been my favorite. Another one that's really common is people will have these mysterious symptoms. And like you said, they'll go to four or five different doctors and they can't find anything. And it's actually black magic or generational curse. And then once that's removed, they can start healing after that. And this is another thing that I tell people is the ones with the higher callings, they have a difficult life, a very difficult life. And that was a part of my life. And mine started as a child because my grandfather was a 33rd degree Mason and they knew who I was and they did things they shouldn't have done to me to get your energy to be able to use it.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're so tuned in. Like we talked briefly before we started our episode and I was being honest with you about what I was going through and you immediately tuned into my energy and told me that my nervous system was stuck in fight or flight. And I mean, I can feel that, but you tuned in and so you know exactly what to do within minutes. Is that typical?
In the beginning, no. But when I got my team, yes. See, I didn't know about my team until I was, and it was all part of the plan. I just didn't know. Reptilians. And I was like, what is going on? Because when I first got started, I knew the Archangel Michael was my guide and that I was a soldier and I got my, but this was like a team. This was like a whole army of them and it wasn't going well. So I got on my hands and knees and I prayed for God to help me. And then boom, they all came in. And I was like, why did I wait so long to ask for help? You know, and so that was, it's when everything changed for me.
Amazing. So for someone out there who might feel stuck or overwhelmed or like they've lost themselves, what are some of the first steps that they can take?
What I want you to do is learn to cleanse your energy. And you can do that with sage or you can do it with salt water. I like the salt water. That's what I do. And then if you're going to do it in the shower, you can pour salt water over your head at the end or get into a salt bath with Epsom salt. So we want to keep that energy clear because that affects your physical body and affects you emotionally and mentally also. And then the other thing is grounding. That's so important. And a lot of people will say it's too cold to ground. You can do it from inside your home. Take your shoes off, stand your legs shoulder width apart, and then see the roots growing out the bottom of your feet into the ground. And that will ground you. And self-care. We keep ourselves as Americans running, running, running. And we don't, you know, do self-care. And everyone has trauma. And we've got to get it out of the body and heal from the inside out.
Absolutely. What is one thing you wish everyone understood about trauma?
Is that it also comes from the small things that happen to you. Your first love. Parents getting divorced. It causes children trauma. But a majority of the people I speak to, they think that it has to be this big, grand event. And it's not. It builds up over time.
Absolutely, it does. So tell us, Sandra, more about the work that you do and where people can find you and what you're working on now.
All right. So you can find me on all social medias under Shaman Sandra. Right now, and then you can find me online at www.shamansandra.com and on YouTube. And right now I'm working on grids for corporations. So that's the new thing that I'm doing to keep the businesses up and going because it can make the business so much more profitable. And things
like
envious.
Yeah, we should dive into that topic next time too as well.
Yeah, because even the envious eye, people don't realize that. The envious eye leaves an energetic imprint on you and it can cause sickness, anxiety, and depression. And that's from people being envious.
There's a lot of that going on out there.
And I notice beautiful people usually have the envious eye on them. I want the parents to also know that your children's life is going to be different from yours. These children are coming in here awakened with all their gifts and all their powers. So they're going to be able to handle things a lot better and more efficient than we ever could. And they're light warriors and they're healers. I haven't met one yet that wasn't so.
Yeah, absolutely. The times are changing.
They sure are.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for the work that you do. So in awe of it. And I mean, I'm a true believer, as you know, and I've experienced some of your work, which has been incredibly powerful. And so thank you so much for the work that you're doing to help the world, because everybody goes through trauma and we could all use this work. Absolutely.
Yes. And Lisa, I love doing the show with you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait for the next one.
All right. I'm ready.
And thank you to our audience for being here today. If you feel stuck and you've tried everything and you just have this calling to try this work, I'd highly recommend you contact Sandra. It's powerful stuff. And if you never try it, you'll never know. What if it works? What if you start feeling better? What if exactly. It opens up a door for you? It's powerful work. So again, Sandra, thanks for bringing a deeper perspective to something that so many people struggle with. And if you want to learn more about Sandra's work, she has mentioned where you can find her, but we'll also list those places in the show notes. And if this episode resonated with you and you feel like it might help someone you know, someone, we spoke a lot about parents today and trauma. So if you know someone who's struggling, please send this to them, because you never know, it could change their life as well. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thank
you. Until next time. Bye.